I received a question from a Kleist Etiquette fan about wedding etiquette. It's that time of year when many people are planning weddings. So I asked my Facebook fans if they had other questions they wanted me to answer in a blog post. I got quite a few good questions. I hope these questions and answers help you get your wedding planning or attending off to a good start. Question. I once had a girlfriend invite a few women to her wedding shower who then found out, at the shower, that they weren't invited to the wedding. Ouch! What's the protocol for who gets invited to wedding showers? My answer. Ouch is right! The only people invited to a wedding shower are those who are invited to the wedding. However, sometimes a friend or coworker wants to host a shower and, not knowing who is and isn't invited to the wedding, plans to invite both groups. If the bride is aware of the shower, she should be sure only those who are invited to the wedding are invited to the shower. Also, showers are given by a close friend or family member, other than the bride's mother or sister. The bride and groom never hosts her own shower. Question. How do you politely tell a guest that they cannot bring three of their pals to your wedding? This happens a lot to my bride friends. My answer. I'm surprised people would actually think they could bring uninvited friends to a wedding. If their friends didn't receive a wedding invitation, they are not invited. But for those friends who don't understand this, the bride would simply say, I'm so excited to have you attend our wedding, but I'm afraid we can't accommodate anyone who wasn't invited. Our venue and catering are based on a set number of people attending, and unfortunately, we can't exceed that number. I'm sure you understand. And leave it at that. Your friends do not need to feel badly or feel that they are being unkind by saying no. Question. If the bride is paying for the pictures, how do you go about negotiating and making sure that the groom's family has pictures taken too? My answer. No matter who is paying for the photographs, the photos should include shots of both the bride and groom's family and friends. According to Letitia Baldridge, etiquette expert and former press secretary to Jacqueline Kennedy, the bride's parents are supposed to make a gift of 8 to 10 photographs to the groom's family. Whether the bride's family does or does not make a gift of photos, the groom's family should purchase any prints they want. It's important to discuss any details such as this in advance so that there are no surprises. Question. When I get married, I want my best friend there, but I absolutely hate her husband and don't even want him in the same city as me. They live out of state. How do I put that nicely? My answer, there is no way to put that nicely. Therefore, you wouldn't say a word and you would invite both of them. You will damage the relationship by trying to explain why you don't want her husband at your wedding. She married him and he is part of her life. Grin and bear it. Question. When my older brother got engaged, his fiance's mother was furious that my mom found a dress she liked and bought before the mother of the bride bought hers. She demanded that my mom return hers because of some rule I've never heard. My mom, who meant no harm or disrespect, ended up finding a dress she liked better, so returned the other. Is it common wedding etiquette for the bride's mother to purchase her dress before the groom's mother? My answer, it's a little courtesy that the groom's mother wait for the bride's mom to purchase her dress. This allows the bride's mother to determine the formality and style of the mother's wedding attire. The groom's mother can then follow suit. That's it for today. I hope these wedding tips were helpful. This is Arden Kleist with Kleist Etiquette for KSER.